I'm Evelyn Conlon, a novelist and short story writer, originally from Rockcorrie in County Monaghan. And this is a piece called Thinking of Names. Some places have worthwhile poems made about them. Kavanagh's epic followed me to all sorts of places, important and not. Poems and place names have different meanings depending on where you think of them. When I've been away, I've imagined all sorts of moods and lights of Monaghan, past and present. Taking the route from Carrickmacross over the hills to Bally Bay, thus avoiding Castledaney, leads you on a more meandering path through Lough Agish, with byroads crossing from places called Dunamoyne, Broomfield, Latton, and the next county's Shercock. You may recognise Lough Agish from the little rectangular packets of butter you get in all sorts of places, from Dublin to London and indeed some flights to Dubai. At Bally Bay you have two choices of road to my nearest home village, Rockcorrie, its real name being Buíochar, Cré Buí, Yellow Earth, where Greg, of shorthand fame, was born, although, to be honest, when I was growing up, some people were more interested in the whereabouts of the Maple Ballroom than the location of his house. Names tripped off the tongue locally garner other connotations when spoken from far away. While living in places that sported dull names, Marnaharn, Imatras, Currawaken had rings to them. And who wouldn't want, in theory, to be from Newbliss, Cúil Dearadh, the nook of the oak trees? I've known two Blaneys, one in New South Wales, boasting a wide main street, dressed up with smashing verandas, with the parking spots leaning down into the gully for the occasional heavy rain. Immense skies dropped there, into the distant horizon that spells eternity. The Monaghan one was first visited by me when selling the Rockcorrie Christmas raffle tickets, and perceived by me to have been a big town outside our jurisdiction, with all sorts of streets running wildly around and off it. Well, there are, depending on your age or your intentions. Travelling that upper road over Tussey Cross, which always gets the snow and silver-frosted icicles first, there is, suddenly, a spot where you see the perfect bunch of Drumlins, sloping away to their heart's content as you round the hill, almost laughing at how they were first described. The flotsam of the rolling iceberg, Sanran Cheirolis. Certainly, the winking glitter of a frosty dawn beds itself down here. The sight can be so surprising that I have often reversed so I could come upon it again to cherish the peculiarity of it, one hill creeping up on the next, begging to be used as a perfect example of undulation. While locals may take little notice of their residence place names, returning emigrants arriving on visits with their calling cards roll the names on their tongues, investing them with extra daydreams, putting together layered pictures for discussion and vibrant memory making. No matter where I am, I can call those names up most days without too much effort or fuss.